Blog Talk Radio.
Out the music in the background, which could actually work out. So let's see how this goes. So it's the actually it's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So let's go. Let's do this. Y'all ready, baby? I hope so. Let's get it popping. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about not speaking to them ain't gonna work. We have all encountered situations where we know that somebody wasn't speaking to somebody else. People fall out, people on the outs, people fighting and bringing themselves head out and throwing the act in the pool. But you know how it goes. And so today we're going to talk about how not speaking to them ain't going to work. You may not be in communication with somebody right now. And I would guess to say that once you're not in communication with got no words for no lyrics and no going for the air it, I'll bet you it's not going to you. But what to do? Now, I'm going to tell you straight up and down. Based on your feelings for somebody, you may employ whatever tactics you need to employ in order to get to your point. But it's funny how not talking to somebody can help you get a point across. How does that work? You know what I mean? I'm gonna not speak to you, stop speaking to you in order for you to speak to me. Because I know that we ain't cool. I got control. I got a hold over the way you feel, and I got more feel. And I know that you would rather work it out with me and get popping, but that's why I'm right now stopping the communication that we had. And then I'm about to go back. And I know that you had that, but I wanna make sure I make my eyes work. Sometimes people will stop speaking to people in order to get somebody to speak to them. Like, for a lot of people, myself included, I don't believe in this whole not speaking thing. But I do understand that there are sometimes in some situations dealing with some people where communication is often strong and messed up so bad that it's probably best that y'all don't verbally communicate anymore, because sometimes people will use your words against you. Sometimes you might get into a situation with somebody or be dealing with somebody who likes to contradict what you say or minimize the importance of the things that you say or make your eyes look at things irrelevant, stupid, or grounded in things that either don't make sense or just are not good. So I can understand in situations like that where you might want to avoid that person. But I don't rule the world, and I can't tell nobody if you're a sick girl, a sick man, or not. I can't tell you one of the things. You can stop because of you want, and I ain't even going to try to press. But for me and mine, I would rather go ahead and work it out. Even if we can't work things out amicably, maybe we can come to some type of respectful resolution to whereas we can both walk away saying, listen, I don't think that you and I are a good fit for each other, but it don't mean that if I see you walking down the street that I'm not going to speak, or it doesn't mean that if we lock eyes, if we're in close quarters, it doesn't mean that I'm going to try to avoid you. I'm not going to act like I don't see you when I see you. You know, we fall out of communication with people that we are speaking to all the time. We fall out of communication with people that we still like, love, respect, even admire. Sometimes the universe, God, and nature will take us away from people or separate us from people that we still like. Like, let's say if you met somebody at work and y'all got really, really cool, and, you know, they left that job and went to another job, so y'all tried to hold on. But the truth of the matter is, y'all really only had as much time for each other as y'all had while y'all were at work. Y'all spent 8 hours together. So when that 8 hours was over, maybe y'all didn't have that much contact outside of the job.
So things got a little different when you moved on to another job or when they moved on to another job. But you're still on speaking terms. You just haven't spoken in a while. It can be the difference that you feel between being either a friend or an associate, between somebody that you know and somebody that you've met, somebody that you know about versus somebody that you know. There are a lot of people that we know about, we've heard of, heard rumors and stuff like that. But speaking of rumors and stuff like that, what about that? What about the people? Shout out to the people. And I'm only going to shout out. I don't normally like to shout out people who are unscrupulous or participate in things that I don't condone. But shout out to the people who will hear a rumor about you. Maybe it's a rumor that they heard that you're spreading about them. Or maybe it's actually the truth, but it was coming from that person when it wasn't supposed to be. Shout out to the people who will stop speaking to that person instead of confronting that person about what they heard. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You and a friend of yours or a former friend of yours aren't speaking right now, and you know it's because he or she thinks that you spilled the beans on them or said something about them or whatever the case may be. But instead of getting on the phone like y'all would normally do and bust it up and straighten things out and all of that, instead of knocking on your door because they know your address and they would normally come over, stop by, you know, kick it with you, instead of, you know, when they saw you at that event that y'all normally see each other or meet up with each other at, instead of confronting you or trying to reach out and fix the situation, they just stop calling you. They just stop answering your calls. You can tell they blocked you on social media. You know, you call a phone and it either goes straight to voicemail or it rings and goes to voicemail. They don't return any of your texts and all that kind of stuff. But y'all ain't had a conversation. Y'all ain't had conversation the first. You know what it is, or you suspect what it is, but you know that that person is the type of person who will stop speaking to you instead of confronting the situation, asking about the situation, or trying to work it out. And what could be the reason that a person wouldn't want to work it out with somebody that they think betrayed them when they thought they was cool with them? What would be the purpose of that? I don't know. You don't know. But shout out to the people who do it, because maybe they know. Sometimes when you ask them, because I have asked them before, well, you know, did you call the person, blah, blah, blah? And they'll say something like, well, no, because I ain't got no words for them. Ain't nothing to be said. Ain't nothing to be said about that, you know. But I know they said it because, you know, I've been around them and they've said things like that about other people before. So the cadence in which it was told to me, I know that they said that. You know that. Do you know if the person who told you that they said that knows that person well and could say it in the cadence that they think that person would say? Do you know? If I had a nickel for every, I haven't lost a lot of friends this way, but I have lost friends this way. But people that I thought I was friends with or that I was close associates with or that I was cool with, I've lost a lot of people from just this thing. People running their mouth, which made somebody stop talking to me. It's funny how somebody running their mouth can make other persons stop running their mouth. Rumors, spreading rumors, filth, lies, falsehoods, falsities. It happens all the time. And it's something that I've dealt with. I'm sure it's something that many of you have dealt with also. Yeah. So we're going to talk about it today. Not speaking to them ain't going to work. Ain't going to fix the problem because it doesn't. I can't think of a problem that I have had with somebody where it got fixed because I stopped speaking to them. So shout out to them. Wherever you are, it's happened on almost every job I've ever been on. colleagues, co-workers, subordinates. Well, you know, listen, man, at my last job, I call that rumor hall. Because that's all they did. Spread rumors all day. Talked about, gossip all day. Who's zooming who? The 411. What's going on in the background? I've never known so many people who didn't know anything about what was going on who acted like they knew exactly what was up with everybody. And you know how it is with newsy people. Newsy people just want the news. They don't care about the truth. They just like, man, they'll report it like it's the truth, though. They'll report it like it's the truth. Like, yo, man, from what I know, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. G. Carrie Wright, thank you for this super chat. I appreciate me some you. That's a dude. She says, big fact. But if that person, I'm sorry, but if that happens, I usually feel like I was supposed to see their true colors. Their true colors. Their true colors. You know, that's interesting. You got me thinking about something. I usually think I see people's true colors by what they actually say more than what they don't say. I know that, you know, we have to be mindful of what people don't say too. You know, you have to read body language and stuff like that. But yeah, you got me thinking about that. Let me read that again. Big facts. But if that happens, I usually feel like I was supposed to see their true colors. Their true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I ain't talking to you. So don't be afraid to dial my phone. Your true colors, your true colors are not heard on the end of my phone. But yeah. Rumors, baby. Rumors. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar. Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So we're talking about not speaking to them ain't going to work. Not everybody is going to agree with this title or the premise of this show, because there are plenty of people out there who really believe that not speaking to somebody does work. There has to be plenty of people, probably millions of people, who really believe that not speaking to somebody or cutting off communication, especially verbal communication, is the way to go. But we're going to show you, we're going to talk about a bunch of scenarios where not speaking or not communicating verbally or cutting off communication all together will definitely and absolutely work against you. We have some examples. You know what the number one example is? Or do you know what the number one example is? Do you know what the number one example is? Do you know what the number one example is? Or do you know what the number one example is? Do you know what the number one example is? I said, do you know the number one example is? Or do you know what the number one example is? The number one example is collectors, your debtors. Forgive those who trespass against us as we forgive our trespasses, your bill collectors. You know, one thing people don't like to do is owe people money. And the worst thing about about owing somebody money is being confronted and put out there on Front Street about you not paying them. And what do some people try to do when they owe money that they don't have to pay back? They try not to communicate. They won't answer their phones. They avoid contact. Does it help? Does it work? No. Because next thing you know, now here you are getting your gas cut off, getting your electric cut off, getting your cable cut off. That's what happens when you don't answer calls. That's what happens when you don't make calls. That's what happens when you don't speak to anybody. That's what happens when you don't reach out and ask for help or assistance or whatever. That's why it's number one. But do we learn our lesson? Shout out to my people out there who have ever had a car repossessed. You know, when that embarrassing ass, rude ass repo man backed his flatbed up to your car and took it and wasn't even trying to act like he was going to give you a chance to take all of your stuff out of the trunk, out of the middle console, out of the glove compartment, all of that. And he was acting like he was going to shoot you. Remember that? Yeah. Remember all that commotion on the block? People like, yo, why are they taking your car? And you had to act like, oh, yeah, I've been paying them. I don't know what's going on. Lying. And all of this happened. Why? Because you owed your monthly payment. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe some other hardship came across and you didn't have the money. You fell behind a month or two or whatever. And they sent that truck out. You didn't call them and tell them, listen, I'm going to be late, or I need to make payment arrangements, or ask what can I do in order to get back in good standing or avoid this repossession. You didn't do none of that. You tried hiding your car. You tried changing plates. You tried a whole bunch of, you asked around, you know, the only the people that you thought you could trust who wouldn't put it out there that you ain't been paying your bills. You know, you did a whole lot of stuff, but what you didn't do was call the damn leasing company and make payment arrangements or let them know what was going on with you. That's what you didn't do. When they called, you pushed the call to voicemail or let them leave a voice, whatever, you know, you didn't answer that call and you knew the number. You checked the voicemail, maybe visual voicemail, read it, saw it, heard it. Man, they'll get their money when I get it. I ain't got it right now. So for right now, I'm going to park it in my mama's garage. I'm going to park it 8 blocks away. I'm going to get the GPS taken off my car. I'm going to hop a car today. You didn't learn your lesson from that embarrassing ass, nasty ass dog the bounty hunter repo man pull that, who pulled that tow truck up and took your car with all the neighbors looking like they know what was happening, and so did you. And that's what happens because you cut off communication instead of talking. But when it comes to your friend, when it comes to your cousin, when it comes to your brothers and your sisters, sometimes your kids and parents, I guess since they couldn't repo your car, you felt like it was okay to stop talking to them. Because your best girlfriend, you know, don't have as much time for you as she used to, or your number one ace boom coon, your boy. Your boy, he got a new girl, or he got engaged or he spend more time with his wife or whatever the case may be. And yet he ain't got time for your down low ass. You just stop talking to him. Little soft ass nigga. You jealous of his wife. You jealous of your best friend's wife. I'm saying she don't even be treating him right. You know, I think she cheating on him. You wish you was cheating with him, don't you? Shout out to all y'all download niggas that's in love with y'all boy, y'all friends. So, I mean, it's the not talking thing. Okay, hold on. Kyle Chamberlain says, not talking to someone works for me. You did something something to deserve it. And I feel fine with my decision. That can absolutely be the case. But we're saying not speaking to them ain't going to fix the problem. Did it fix the problem? Now, even if it does something for you, did it fix the problem? I mean, we got to concentrate on the question. Like, did it fix the problem? Because you might feel like it did. And, you know, without me knowing the situation, you might be right. Let me see. T.K. Wright says, I always leave the door open for an honest conversation if they've wronged me. But generally, if I'm not talking to you, it's a good reason. Mia says, agree, Carol and T. Carey. If I stop speaking to you, it's for good reason. Okay. And she also says, people that stop speaking over a rumor, especially if we're good, yeah, you can keep that energy. Like, the problem goes unresolved and unfixed. And that's why I say not speaking to them ain't going to fix the problem. I understand all of y'all, what all of y'all are saying. I do. But did it fix the problem? Did it fix the problem? Maybe we have to define what we mean by fixing it. Well, I think that if you're in a position where you're not speaking to somebody, then there's something broken. Broken friendship, broken trust, broken love, broken relationship. There's something broke. So how is, I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me, we're not getting anything done, we're not moving forward. We're at a stalemate. How is that fixing anything? I don't think that is. Now, maybe ineffective communication doesn't fix it either. So I've reached out. Believe me, I humbled myself to reach out because I don't feel like I was wrong in the situation. Matter of fact, I know I'm right, but, you know, they still acting like a dickhead. So, but at least I tried. But, you know, I believe that each and every one of us, we know when we've really tried and when we just kind of, at least I have the right to say that I tried, but we know when we really try something. Because when we really go hard for things that we want, we get them. We know that sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes we have to ask people for things. Sometimes we have to get help. Sometimes we need more money. Sometimes we have to go back to school. Whatever the case may be, but we understand what the assignment is when we want something, when we really want something. And then when we loosely want something or we kind of want something, then the first exit out will take it. So how does that fix anything? How does it fix it? Carol says, if you've had the same thing happen more than once, then it's a wrap for me. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with the same issue. That's understandable. Mia says, sometimes for your own sanity, you have to completely cut some people off. Does that work for your sanity? Sanity. Because we say that a lot. For our own sanity, we had to cut them off. For our own sanity. So this person was making us insane. But we stopped speaking to them and our sanity was restored. Well, I don't know. For our own sanity. Now, you know what? Maybe for our own sanctity. Sanctity? Maybe. But our own sanity? I don't know. Okay. TK Wright says, I'm not chasing someone who is against me. Wait. I'm not chasing someone who is against me down. I'm not chasing them down. Okay. I will address the issue and leave it where it is until and unless it's time for truth about intentions are to be spoken. Okay. Mia says, sometimes not speaking is a fix. I'd be interested to know how that fixes it. Now, because anybody who has gone into therapy, you know, had counseling and all that kind of stuff, I've never heard a counselor say that, yeah, what you need to do is you need to stop speaking to that person. They don't say that. They'd be like, you need to work it out with them. You actually need to work on more effective communication. Now, they don't have anything against you exiting a situation that may be dangerous for you. But they don't be telling you to not speak to nobody. Well, they might tell you to utilize your resources and make sure that you put yourself out of harm's way. But they don't tell you to stop speaking to somebody. Okay. Carol says, life is too stressful as it is. If they constantly bring negativity to you or have a bad day, please don't take it out on me. That's understandable. Not speaking to them ain't going to work. I kind of figured this would be a little controversial. When you think about it, this should be a piece of cake. Because at the end of the day, we're all adults, and we will handle our problems the best way that we think we should, based on our decisions on how to handle them. I respect that. I understand that. I overstand it. But when we talk about fixing the problem, you know that sometimes you deal with people who are not interested in fixing the problem. And sometimes the person who's not interested in fixing the problem is sometimes. You know, sometimes we have to deal with the old us. The old us sometimes chose to run away instead of stay in, learn, figure it out, work it out. Sometimes the old us, you know, ignited the fight or flight system, fight or flight system, and we decided to flight. No fight. I'm out. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Normally, or maybe even usually, when a person feels like what they have to say is right or correct or justified, they want to say it. Like, I got something to say. Sometimes when you think that maybe I ain't right, but I feel the way I feel, sometimes it might be best to just take this and sort of, yeah. Yeah. Because face-to-face or one-on-one, I don't really think I'm going to come out that well, because I want something, but I might not deserve something, or I might feel a way, but I ain't really justified. And the way I express it is going to might, and well, maybe it might mess it up a little bit more. Not speaking ain't going to fix the problem. Fixing the problem. What we got? Okay. Carol says, there is not an easy fix when both parties can't agree to the terms. I like that. Got something to say about that, too. Mia says, no, I've had a therapist tell me the other day, tell me and another say, you need to exit the situation and cut communication because things are too dangerous right now. Well, that's what I said. Dangerous. They will tell you to stay away from a situation that is dangerous. That's what I'm saying. Okay, cool. Cutting communication was absolutely necessary for my sanity. So you believe that another person can make you insane? Or is sanity just a word that we kind of use to describe, you know, a situation making us uncomfortable or emotionally unstable? You know, insanity is a... y'all going to have to excuse me for going there. But insanity ain't no joke. That's not a... We throw that word around. Hey.
According to Wikipedia, George Harrison, M.D., was an English musician and singer-songwriter who achieved international fame as the lead guitarist of the Beatles. Dada means one's father.
Okay. Definition of insanity.
Insane means in a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction.
Finish it. It says seriously mental ill. In a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. Seriously mental ill. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, insanity ain't a word that we throw it around like it's... Nah, man. Somebody can't make you insane. Motherfuckers that's insane, it ain't because of nobody. You know what I mean? Like, when you are insane, you don't understand what's going on. So, you know, not speaking to somebody wouldn't be an option for you if you were insane. I understand what you're saying, I think. But... And I don't want to put anybody or invite anybody to any situations where they're not going to feel safe or comfortable or in a good emotional space. But you ain't insane. And I would gamble to say that you ain't never been close to it, because you would still be there. Insanity ain't a fixable situation. It sure ain't going to be fixed by not speaking to somebody. You better believe that shit. Okay.
The situation definitely was affecting my mental health. So I say yes. Maybe dangerous was the wrong word, but I stand by what I said. Fair enough. All right, Carol Chamberlain says, some people don't take friendship seriously. When I befriend you, it's real, and I will stand by you and help you and defend you, but it doesn't mean I will let you abuse that friendship by using me. Understandable. I mean, I too have dealt with a lot of friendships that I thought were really cemented and got shitted on. It's disheartening and quite messed up when you have love and trust for somebody, and y'all have built a bond, and y'all have done all of this stuff together, and y'all have communicated deeply with each other, and you know exactly what somebody likes and what they don't like, and somebody knows exactly what you like and what you don't like, and somebody knows exactly how to push your buttons. They know some of your emotional history, and you know a lot of theirs and all that kind of stuff. And so you don't have that connection with every single person out there in the world. Only maybe a handful, maybe only one or two. And that person, one of those one or two, or that handful, listens to what somebody else has said about you, and instead of confronting you about the situation, they stop talking to you. So all of that emotional history, all of that friendship history, all of that love, all of that trust, all of that building and bonding, all down the tubes, because of somebody, an influence from outside, has told them, yeah, they said it about you. Like, you don't feel like you owe that person a conversation or a confrontation? I don't know if they're listening to this show today, but we are. So it's just, it ain't going to fix the problem. They haven't fixed it with you by cutting you off or cutting some communication with you or not speaking to you. It ain't fixed it. If anything, it's made it worse. Because even if y'all get cool again, or maybe if you're in love with that person, because we don't have to talk about how people use control and manipulation in order to gain a position with somebody on some selfish narcissistic thing. We're gonna have to have a conversation about that, because people do it. But we're gonna get to that in a minute. But even like I was getting ready to say, even if y'all get it popping again, y'all mend ways or whatever, or enough time goes by to whereas you almost forgot why, or you almost forget why y'all stop, messing with each other like that again. It's going to come up. And you're still going to harbor resentment about that, like, dad. You know how it is when you get back cool with somebody, whatever, but you know, it's been nagging you for a while. So you ask them, like, yo, why did we stop speaking? Or why did you stop speaking to me? Or, what happened? And you see them do that little juggling act, and they get all uncomfortable and start, they try to weasel out of it, wiggle out of it, because they know that shit that they did to you was messed up, and they know how you felt about it. So they want to try to find a way. So what do they do? oh, well, you know, I was going through something at the time. You know, I had a lot going on. You know, my mom was sick. My dad died. You know what I'm saying? You know, the kids was going to school. It was empty nest syndrome. I was, you know, my man wasn't, you know, my girl, blah, 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 blah. I had my wisdom teeth taken out and gallstones and the appendix. And you know what I'm saying? I had a real bad hangnail and the shit got infected. And you know, they almost had to amputate my hand, but I still got it. But, you know, it was a whole lot of stuff that was going on inside. I was going through menopause. You know how it is. You know what I mean? And I had to get a hysterectomy, and you know, I was feeling some kind of way about not being able to reproduce, even though I was 55. But still, you know, it was just what it... You don't forget when somebody stops talking to you. You don't. You don't forget it. You don't. And not everybody who stops speaking to somebody is right and stops speaking to them. They're not. So we're going to talk about when people are dead wrong and why they might stop talking to you and how it's also not going to fix the problem. So let's take a scenario where two people are supposed to be in love. One thing is for sure, they're with each other. They cohabitate with each other. You know, they live together and all of that kind of stuff. Or maybe they don't. It doesn't really matter. But a situation where you know that one person is the dominant personality in a relationship. They have the upper hand. They have the upper hand. So sometimes to get what they want, because they know that you like them a little bit more than they like you. They also know that you don't engage in pettiness. You're not with all of that. You would much rather concentrate on the big picture, or you would much rather push things along rather than to get snagged on these little messed up emotional nails that are sticking out of walls and doors and floorboards. So they know that if y'all have a falling out or disagreement, or if they're really spoiled, and they know that you will try to satisfy them in any way that you can because you're just that accommodating. Sometimes people will stop speaking to you for that. Because they know that them not speaking to you drives you crazy, makes you sad, makes you unhappy, makes you uncomfortable. So, you know, they stop speaking to you. Well, I ain't got nothing to say to you. Or they just stop speaking, stop taking your calls and all that kind of stuff. And then they know that you're going to be like, hey, you know, I've been trying to call you. I'm worried about you. You know what I'm saying? I'm wondering what's going on. You know, is everything okay? You know, whatever I've done, I'll try to fix it. You know, baby, I ain't mean to blah, 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 blah. And they know that you're going to act. It could have, yeah, y'all might have had a disagreement and all of that, but it might not have been about nothing. It was certainly wasn't anything to stop speaking to each other over, but they're going to try to get all extra emotional about it. Like, yeah, you know, I had to stop speaking to because I can't believe, you knowing me like that, you knowing what happened to me and blah, blah, blah. I can't believe you would say that or you would do that or you would blah, 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 blah. And it's all bullshit. They doing that shit to get a couple of dollars. They doing that shit to get their bills paid or get a new bag or something like that. Or really, you know how it is. Some people just like to see people begging and uncomfortable and scared and squirming and begging and all of that. You know, it's some mental shit. So they like to just have, they just like to mentally have one up on a person. So they know if they stop speaking to you, you going to start bitching and begging and hoping and praying and pleading. And you do it. So for them, unfortunately, They used the manipulation, and it did fix the problem. You know, it's hard dealing with a situation where you have gotten so used to somebody that you don't feel like you can live without them, but they have definitely shown you that they can live without you. That's tough. Tough. Sometimes we find ourselves in those situations. And this is why people be bitching about love. Like, yeah, man, I don't want to be in love. I don't want to ever be love. I don't want to have love again because love is... That's not really love. That's you. You may have been involved, deeply involved with somebody. Hey. What's up? I'm on my show. All right. See, if my family cared about me, they would know not to call me during my show. But they know if they call during my show, then I'm going to be thinking like, wait a minute, this could be an emergency, you know, because they should know better. But they don't know better because they suck at communication. I have no family. I have none. Never cared. I was born son of a jackal. Anyway, just kidding. So, you involved yourself. You were in love with, you fell for somebody who was manipulative and controlling and possessive. Somebody who was narcissistic and spoiled. And I don't even like, you know, I hate throwing around these psychological terms like narcissist and gaslighting and toxic and all that kind of shit. We don't fucking know what that shit means. You know what I mean? You know, this online shit. Everybody has become a damn online therapist. We don't know. Come on, man, stop it. But there are some times where you have to use these words because you know that they're true. If somebody knows that you will bow down to them by not speaking to them anymore, they'll do it. And some of you may have experienced it. I know I have. It just didn't work with me. I'm like, all right. We'll speak the next time that you speak to me. I got an ego. Yo. I got an ego. Yo, talking to me. Yo. Oh. Rob is in the front. Easy Rock is in the backup. But everybody ain't me. Sometimes I wish I wasn't me. But I am. But I've seen people get got by this. I've seen it in real time. I had to step aside. What can I do? My heart, I mean, you know, I can coach you, you know, and hype you up about like, nah, man, don't let your girl do that to you. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't let your man do that. I can do all of that. But I've recognized that my heart don't beat for that person like yours does. Your heart beats for that person in the way that it does. I got to respect that. So the best that I can do is try to get you into a place where you are most comfortable, out of harm's way. But I ain't going to tell you not to buy your wife a Louis bag because she stopped speaking to you, or because she's sleeping on the couch or making you sleep on the couch or threatening to increase your child support, file on you. And I ain't that ain't up to me. I'm only here to help you in the ways that you need me to help you, homie. And it might just be an ear that you need to speak into. So I'll be that. But I can't tell you how to love your man or your woman. Can't tell you how to do that. Can't do it. Can't do it. And I did it when I was younger. I was all passionate for my friends. Like, no, we grew. You know what I mean? I got your back. You got mine. I'm going to make you. Nah, fuck all that. I've learned the hard way. Let a man be a man. Let a woman be a woman. Let lovers be lovers. Get out the way. You take care of your own shit.
Because more than likely, you ain't all the way out of the fire with your own stuff. Stop speaking to somebody. Don't fix the problem. If I ain't learned nothing over these years, I learned that. Let me see. Mia says, just went through this. Person had to come back years later to apologize. Damage has been done. We could never be close again. The relationship will never be the same. Yeah, because you don't forget when somebody did you dirty like that. And sometimes, and people might not look at you know, cutting off speaking to somebody is being done dirty, but it can be, depending on the level of love and respect and communication that y'all had prior. It can be a straight diss. It can be an act of betrayal. You going to stop speaking to me? You going to stop speaking to me because of him or her? What? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about... Damn! I'm on my show, Ma. All right. What we doing? I have no family. They don't respect what I do. They don't respect it. They don't respect me. They think this is a game. It's not a game. Oh, we have a call on the line. How long have you been here? Oh, shoot. Been here for a minute. You been here that long? My bad. Caller with the last number is 8658. Turn your volume down, please, ma'am. Are you there? I must have had a holding on so long.
Caller with the last number is 8658.
Wait a minute. All right, let's try it again.
That's all I got to say. You treat a sister bad. You know, you're talking about friendships, and you're also talking about relationships. But let's define a true friendship.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I put it out there that if I befriend you, I take it seriously. You know, a lot of people throw that word around. You know, everybody's their friend. Everybody ain't your friend. My friends, I will confide in. I don't expect them to betray the trust that I give them.
Wait, can you turn your background down a little bit more?
Maybe. Maybe I'm going to torture you because you made me wait so long.
But what about everybody else? What about them? This is bigger than Nino Brown. This is bigger. Anyway, what did you say?
Shut it up. Don't try to make it that. Okay? But as I was saying, you know, people use the word friend very loosely. Everybody that you encounter, everybody that you have a conversation with or an interaction with is not your friend. They're an associate. People get the two confused.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, I mean, I've had friends for years. We don't even talk to each other no more over dumb, petty stuff. But I have people that are associates that are closer to me than my so-called friends. you know, you're having a bad day. I'll give you an example. You're having a bad day, and I called you. Don't call me with that nonsense today. Okay. But why should your bad day reflect on me? I have bad days. People call me if I have a bad day. I'll be like, you know, I ain't feeling people-y today. Don't take this to heart, but can we have this conversation when I'm in a better state of mind? Now, to me, that's the adult way to handle that. But maybe I'm not an adult.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I said maybe. You know, I mean, seriously.
Well,
I mean,
I want to say this.
I want to hear.
Speaking on when you were talking about how some associates are closer with you now than some of your friends. Yeah, that might be for the time being. You know what I mean? Your friends have history. They have years. They had their time in the sun. You know what I mean? Excuse me. You've built with them, and maybe for some reason, things broke down later on. Well, sometimes you're just not, in communication with some of your friends actively. It doesn't mean y'all ain't cool. It doesn't mean y'all not speaking. Even if sometimes there are little underlying issues that may have slowed down or halted the communication, it doesn't always mean that y'all are on the outs actively, you know? So one thing about associates, there are levels to that, just like there are levels to friendships. You know, you may have some friends that you're really, really close to, which would be your close friends, and then you might have a best friend, and you might have just some friends who you cool with, hang out with from time to time, you know, if necessary, go to their functions, they come to yours, they invite you to things, you invite them to yours, those kind of things. Y'all might not be close, but y'all good enough with each other that y'all can reach out, have each other's phone numbers, contact information and things like that, and y'all enjoy each other's presence when y'all there. Same thing with associates. You have associates that you've only met, that you see in passing, and then you have associates that, you know, y'all may be cool with for whatever reason, like y'all work together, your cubicles or workstations are close in proximity, maybe some people who are subordinates to you or managers, supervisors, whatever, people that you know through other people. You know, sometimes your friends only because they're friends of your friends or friends of your cousins or friends of your brothers, sisters. You understand what I mean? So there are levels to each one. But when all of those things break down, and how you're going to handle conflict, how you're going to handle adversity, how you're going to deal with people who aren't the type of people who aren't acting in the ways that you have expected them to act based on what they have given you before. So they're acting a little inconsistent than they were before. How do you, when it comes to dealing with that, when I say that ain't going to fix the problem, I wholeheartedly believe that it won't fix the problem. It may allow, just because a problem isn't fixed, that doesn't mean that you can't go on. It doesn't mean that you can't still strive and thrive and do well. And that goes for the other person too. You know, this world actually is big enough for all of us. But when we cut people out of our world, because our world is very secularized, it's very sectioned off and polarized. So when we kick somebody out of our world or they kick us out of theirs, it has a greater impact than something that we witness going on with other people that we don't know. Because the invitation that we have extended to people to come into our lives was sincere. That's why I understand what you say when you say that you take your friendship seriously and that you don't throw around the word friend loosely. I get it. I totally get it. So being that as it is, if you take your friendship seriously, then not having those friendships anymore or cutting off the contact from those friendships now is it should be expected to have an impact on the way that you conduct yourself or the way that you feel or the way that your emotions go, because they were there. You did let them in. You did work with them and all of that kind of stuff. And now they just talking about, you know, y'all ain't talking. Like, it should be expected that's not fixing anything, or that it, and just because it's not fixed, it doesn't mean that it necessarily makes it work. I mean, makes it worse, but it's not fixed. That's all I'm saying. It's just not fixed.
You know, every problem doesn't have a solution.
Lie!
No, it's not a lie, and you know it.
Mm-mm.
Because you can have a problem that sometimes can't be fixed. Sometimes you have to walk away from a problem in order to maintain you. I'll say it again. I value me too much, and I do mean anybody. Do things to me in an abusive way, and it doesn't have to be physical. You know, people can inflict mental abuse on you that can really, really hurt you more than the physical, because you see, the physical only stings for a minute. The mental stays. It lingers.
You're right about that.
Okay, so everything can't be fixed. Now, mentally, eventually, you know, you heal from it. But it takes a hell of a lot longer for the mental to heal than the physical. I'm a witness to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always going to counteract what you say, so.
And you should. You should. You should always challenge it. So let me ask you this. When somebody stops speaking to somebody, do you consider that to be a physical thing or a mental thing?
I consider it to be a mental thing, because at that point, I have to, if I stop talking to you, it's because I'm in protective mode. And my protective mode at that point is my mental capacity. So rather than to continue to talk to you and let you be this wishy-washy person who one day, you're my bestest friend, even though we're not best friends. But we are friendly towards each other. But because you're having a bad day, I refuse to let you inflict your bad day on me. Because, see, I could be having the most fabulous day that day, and I could call you and say something, and you'll try to bring me down. Well, at that point, I got to stop talking to you, because I'm not going to let you take that away from me. You're not going to take my shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I wake up today and I am in the greatest mood, why would I allow someone to take that from me?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a non-speaking situation with somebody And hear that they have spoken positively about you when other people ask about you?
Yeah, I have.
It's kind of weird, ain't it?
It doesn't heal. It is weird, but it doesn't change my stance.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you've expressed it, like, okay, let's say it's you, me, and someone else, okay? And I'm not speaking to you, but someone else comes in and says, you know, he really valued the relationship that you guys had. You know, he misses that. I don't need a third party to tell me that. You should tell me that.
Right.
I don't need to hear it whispered down the lane.
Right.
Be upfront about it. Admit when you're wrong. Because I'm the first one to admit when I'm wrong. If I hurt somebody's feelings, if I don't realize it and it's brought to my attention, I have no problem making that apology, and it's a sincere apology. And when I say it won't happen again, it won't happen again.
Have you ever thought that you were right, but somebody else thought you were wrong about the same thing?
Of course.
Okay.
That happens all the time.
Oh, all right. So, how would you handle that? Would you apologize in that situation when you felt like you were right? Like, let's say the two of you disagree on you being right. Like, you feel like I'm not wrong in this situation. I'm right, but the other person maybe because they might be manipulative. They might be selfish and controlling and all that kind of stuff. But they might feel like, no, you ain't right. You wrong. So you think you're right. They think you're wrong. Would you apologize in a situation like that?
No.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
All right.
I reached out to someone, and I blatantly asked them, what did I do to deserve the treatment that I got?
Mm-hmm.
And we had this conversation, and they couldn't pinpoint one thing that made them think that I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They could not pinpoint one thing, and I stressed that.
Okay.
You know, sometimes friendships and relationships end because some people are just stagnant. They complain about what's going on in their life, but they won't make a move to change what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They want to whine and cry to you.
Okay.
I'm not that person. When you first tell me that, you know, hey, X, Y, and Z is going on, and I want to do this, but and I'm going to do this, and then a year later, we're still on the same page. That tells me you don't want to move forward. So that if you don't move forward in your own personal life, how can you move forward in a friendship?
Mm-hmm. You don't think that's possible, though?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Because if you are a friend, you will do whatever it takes to help that person. But when you have done all you can do to help them and they don't take heed to it, then it's time to step back, take a look at the whole situation, reevaluate what you've done, what you could have done, and figure out, well, you know what? It's like beating a dead horse. They're not going to get it to you and ask you for advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's an interesting take on it. Well, the reason that I asked if you would apologize in a situation like that, in the scenario that I gave you where you felt like you were right and they felt like you were wrong, and you may have very well have been right, but because they don't see it that way for whatever reason, that could trigger a not speaking to each other anymore type of situation right there. You know, you feel like you're right. They feel like they're wrong. They might feel like you're wrong because of their immaturity. It happens all the time. And just because we're adults doesn't mean that we're not immature. You know, maturity is growth. And we can grow a lot in one area and not grow enough in another area. So the lines of communication can really get crossed up. And we're talking about cutting off the lines of communication. Like what we're really saying is that we feel no need to to have any verbal communication with this person anymore. And this is somebody that we used to have a lot of verbal communication with. But now we feel like there's nothing that needs to be said.
Okay, let me give you this scenario. I am really big on intelligence. Now, I might misspell words when I'm typing in the chat. Sometimes the brain works faster than the fingers. But I thrive off being around intelligent people because I'm never going to stop learning. I always feel that I'm going to be able to learn something from everyone that I encounter. It may be something good. It may be something that I need to learn to stop me from doing things that I do and don't realize I do. So I'm really big on that. Okay? So when you say to me, I'm not feeling you today. I learned from that. You know, in a relationship, if you start treating me or saying things to me in a very demeaning manner, I learned from that also. I don't have a lot of hate in my heart for anybody. Well, it might be one or two. And it's not really hatred. It's just really a very strong dislike. And that's family. That's not my friend, you know, or even my former friend. But if you can't communicate with me, this may really sound really selfish, but if you can't communicate with me on the level that I can communicate with you, or you don't understand, even if I break it down to the simplest things, then that becomes wasted effort to me. That's energy that I can put somewhere else. Probably sounds really harsh, and people probably think, wow, she's a real big biatch, but I'm really not. You know, I just protect me.
I think that a person should protect themselves in any way that they need to that will defend them against people who try to harm them. And that's whether they that's whether they try to harm them physically or mentally and emotionally. You know, you have every right to defend yourself and even to fight back if necessary. Some of us need to do a better job of identifying when somebody is trying to hurt them. Rather than trying to possibly help them. You know, sometimes people think that anybody who talks to them nice or treats them nice is really on their side and trying to help them. And sometimes people think that whoever talks to them sternly or may not be the nicest person towards them, they think that they're trying to help, I mean, hurt them or that they don't like them. And sometimes we're not right about either one. Sometimes the people who are the nicest to you are trying to be nice to you for their own personal reasons so they can get you to do something. And sometimes people are not as nice to you because maybe they don't think that you respond very well to people being nice to you. And maybe they feel like they have a lesson that they need to teach you that you're not catching on to. So it could be a variety of things, you know. Who am I to say?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. That last part, it's really interesting that you say that, because that sort of sums up a situation where I've reached out to try to assist someone, and I was made to be the bad guy. But they asked my opinion. And unless you really want the truth, I'm a very opinionated person. Don't ask me. You know, I tell people that. Do not ask if you don't want the truth. Because I'm going to give it to you straight with no chaser. How you receive it is usually the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking that if we did a better job at being able to identify when people are good for us or bad for us or indifferent or whatever, you know, it would probably help us to strengthen our relationships with people. But that's why I say that cutting off communication really doesn't fix the problem, because you've cut off your ability to fix it. So it's going to remain broken, but and you might be okay with that. But just understand that it remains broken. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be that way forever. You know what I mean? It may, everything has a shelf life. So later on, sometimes when cooler heads prevail or whatever, you can get into situations where people who were previously on the outs with each other or straight up didn't like each other or hate each other can come back together and work with each other, deal with each other, and possibly even enjoy each other's company once again. But it's a tough situation. It really is. But
you know, I've had death happen that hasn't brought me closer to people. In the event of death, you know, I have had people in my family that have passed away, just like everybody has. And I was brought back into the fold, so to speak, and everything was hunky-dory during the whole time of the event that happened, the death that had happened, and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that person was put in their ground, I was shunned again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm an outsider again. And I see that all the people who never stood with you when you were going through that trial are now placed on a pedestal. So
yeah.
When I say that some things cannot be fixed, there are some things that cannot be fixed. You got to know when to hold and you got to know when to fold. And that's how I feel about it.
All right, Willie Nelson. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm serious. Willie, you got to, hey, listen, Willie had a great point, though, didn't he? You have to admit it.
That wasn't even Willie Nelson. That was, what was his
whatever
name?
His name was.
Country guy.
Oh, was it? Whatever. But anyhow, I'm going to always say that everything can't be fixed because there isn't a fix for everything. Some people are broken and don't want to be fixed. Have you ever encountered those people?
Yep.
Okay, so there is not a fix for everything.
Yes, there is.
Broken people don't want to be fixed.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't always know what the fix is, but there's a fix out there. And sometimes we might not even like the fix, but it's there.
That could be true, very true. But again, you know, that's just who I am, and that's who I'm going to always be. I think I'm just like every one of us. We've all had trials and tribulations. But the thing about it is to learn from those trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I can't be right all the time. You can't be right all the time. If that was the case, I wouldn't even want to be in this world.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Oh, I like your green sweatshirt, by the way. It don't say the Eagles, but you still repping.
That's right. It's green. We don't play today. I don't have to rep them today. We won't play today.
But I like it. But
appreciate
it. I just had to throw my sense in there. You know, I was digging the comments because they were definitely on point. Definitely.
Yeah. I agree. By the way, that was Kenny Rogers. That's his name. Kenny Rogers.
I knew you had to look it up. You know who it was.
I know it was on the tip of my tongue. Like, yeah, I'm talking about some Willie Nelson.
Think of the name. When you said Willie Nelson, said Willie Nelson, that was close enough for me.
No, right? All right, we got to get out of here, but I really appreciate
Yeah, I do too. I got to do some things,
all right.
Make some moves, and that's what it is. But it was a good show.
Thank you.
It was a good show. I like the topic, and I'm going to show my appreciation for that, okay?
All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
All right. Great stuff. Quality conversation. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lynn B.G. Brown. Happy birthday to you. And also, Rahat Suna Bey, turning 31 years old today. And Latoya Jefferson, turning 42 years old today. And also, Dat B. Bricks McIntyre, no relation. But what up, cuz? Turning 35 years old today. And Keila Brown, turning 51 years old today. And Donna Canada, turning 52 years old today. And Marcella Warfield, turning 46 years old today. And Bryant Shabazz Lewis, turning 59 years old today. And my girl, Aziza Streeter, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to like 86, 87, at least 88, my girl, Martina Woodward, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. First of all, I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance, rock out, rock on and do the dance, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Cutting off speaking to somebody ain't going to fix nothing. But you might be satisfied with it being broke. Sometimes being broke is the way that it has to stay. Sometimes you can still work with things that are broken. You know, I had a car before. Instead of the steering wheel being from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock, or should I say 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it was like 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. But I could still drive the car. I could still navigate the vehicle. I could still get from A to B safely. And sometimes that's what we have to concentrate on when we talk about not speaking to somebody. Yeah, it's not going to fix the problem. But it doesn't mean that we can't still move forward, do whatever we got to do, and be okay even though we're dealing with something that ain't working the way that it's supposed to work. You know, one thing about being an adult is that we have to deal with situations that adults have to deal with. We gotta roll with the punches. We got to move with the tide. Hey, it go the way it goes. Just because something is broken today doesn't mean that it won't be fixed tomorrow. One of those tomorrows, we might level up. But for right now, mentally, I think that it's always good to take a little mental and emotional inventory about what we've had, what we have, and what we're going to want later on. I want to thank y'all for coming out, man. I appreciate y'all coming through for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, especially during football season. A lot of y'all, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, man, you know what I mean? The show too long. But it's all good, man. I appreciate you. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. Well, actually, no, tomorrow because I'm going to the Eagles game. So we're not going to have a show tomorrow on Monday night. No Power Monday night show. So don't look for us tomorrow night. But I probably will go live. I might go live while I'm down at the stadium because y'all know how I do. Y'all know how I do. We're not going to pretend like we don't know how I do. But we'll see. So, all right, Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Yeah. And once again, thanks to the caller. Thanks to the caller for calling in and giving that good insight and that great combo. I appreciate me some. You don't let nobody tell me that.